You're listening to the SCAC Women's Lacrosse Podcast. Today I'm joined by center head women's lacrosse coach Julie Beer. Coach, first of all, thanks for joining us today.
Thank you for having me again.
Coach, inaugural season up in Danville, Kentucky, 11-5, 2-2 in SCAC play, the number 3 seed heading into the SCAC tournament. Where is this team, and how are you guys playing lacrosse as you go into the conference championship?
We're actually really, really excited about it. We got some good looks at Colorado, who we're going to be playing in the tournament, so we're really excited. The girls are ready, and we know we have some changes to make, but we're looking forward to making those.
Coach, as I mentioned, that inaugural season up there in Danville, Kentucky, how have you guys been able to put together such a great season and have the success that you have been able to have in this first year?
I think that all the credit goes to back onto the team. They're a great team, and they really learn, they listen, they're willing to try new things, and when something doesn't work for us, we just go ahead and try something new, and so they don't get bogged down in what they have learned and what they're learning. They're always just trying to find the next best thing and the next way that we can improve, and they do wonderful with that. So it's all back on them.
Coach, your team takes great care of the ball, first in the SCAC in terms of turnovers, just 8.2 or 8.1 per game. How important will it be to take care of the ball and in possession as you guys head into this conference championship atmosphere?
Possession is everything. We're definitely working on our back passes and not passing through the double teams that we expect to come to us. So just really slowing the game down. We play at kind of a grainy pace, and we're trying to keep the pace of the game to us. And, definitely possession all over the field.
Slow the game down, Coach. You mentioned that, but somehow you're able to have the top two scorers in the SCAC, and Meg Hawthorne and Sarah Maste, both with 73 goals apiece on the year. What has impressed you the most by their play, and how have you seen them grow and be so productive throughout this year?
First of all, off when they came in, I knew that they were going to be outstanding players, but I really think that they have just challenged each other and taken each other to the next level. And they show a lot of patience on the field, and they never rush goals. They just happen to be in, they wait for the right time, the right moment, and I think that's probably why they're the top two scorers, because they do wait for that time, the proper time to shoot, and then they score. So,
Coach, from the offensive side of the defensive side, you've gotten great play out of Lauren Esterly in goal, allowing just over 10 goals per game. How important has she been to this team in terms of the team's success this season?
Oh, Lauren's been absolutely amazing, and she definitely, you know, she's our keeper, and she's, as a matter of fact, in Colorado, she made 14 saves. So, as you can imagine, that's pretty huge to keep the game to a somewhat competitive score. But, yeah, she's been huge. She's been great. She's a great leader back there, and we're lucky to have her.
Coach, you mentioned that Colorado College matchup. Obviously, we'll square off against them on Saturday, the number 2 seed in Colorado College. You earning the number 3 seed. You just faced Colorado this past weekend in a tough game that you lost 21-15, had an outstanding second half. What did you guys take away from that game? What did you learn? What do you need to do better as you head into that matchup on Saturday?
Well, we're going to try to take that second half and play that way in the first half as well. just to not get flustered. I think that they got a little bit flustered in the beginning, and they were giving up the ball in transition, and so we're going to really work on protecting that. And off the draw control has been really important to us. If we could just get those down, it's the offensive third of the field, and I think we'll be okay. So to play like the second half, that's our big goal for Saturday.
Center of women's lacrosse head coach Julie Beerigan, the Colonels earning the number 3 seed and will head to the SCAC Women's Lacrosse Championships, drawing the number 2 seed in Colorado College 1:30 Saturday from Birmingham Southern. Coach, thanks again so much for your time, and best of luck as you guys move forward to the conference championships.
Thank you so much.